This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Daryl Sherman is a jazz singer who performs at clubs and cabarets and has made several recordings. She has a lovely, warm voice and a great repertoire of songs, which she shows off at her regular gig at the Waldorf Hotel in New York. We're going to hear an excerpt of her 1998 Fresh Air concert. But first, let's hear a track from her new CD, which also features pianist Dave McKenna, who we just heard from. They grew up in the same town, Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and she considers him her hero. Although their families were very close, she didn't meet McKenna until she moved to New York in 1974. Their new CD celebrates the recent centennials of Duke Ellington, Noel Coward, Fred Astaire, and Hoagie Carmichael. Let's hear a song from it. This is Ellington's It's Kind of Lonesome Out Tonight.
Wish I had a place to walk to. Wish there was a star inside. Wish I had a friend to talk to. It's kind of lonesome out tonight. Wish it wasn't getting colder. Wish the moon would give some light. Wish my head could find a shoulder. It's kind of lonesome out tonight. I look at the passing lovers that slowly wander by. My heart shakes its head and whispers, how many times can I die? Wish I knew some lips to borrow. Wish some one would hold me tight. How I wish it was tomorrow. It's kind of lonesome out tonight.
Daryl Sherman and pianist Dave McKenna from the new CD, Jubilee. Sherman joined us at the piano in 1998 to perform and talk about her singing and her repertoire of jazz and pop songs. You got introduced to this kind of music very early on in your life because your father is a musician. He's a trombone player. Sammy Sherman, is that his name?
That's his name, Sammy.
And he led his own band as well as playing trombone?
He had a combo. I guess that's what they called it. Then when I was growing up, he played with quartets and quintets. And before I was born, he played with some bands. He played with the Buddy Morrow Band and Sonny Dunham Band. But I was pretty lucky because he would come home from a weekend gig and I would be the kid awakened at 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning if he'd bring some musicians home and have me sing for the company or something. And
what was in your repertoire back then?
Oh, gosh, I'm dating myself. Unfortunately, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I think every kid wanted to be Dorothy. but he would sit me down at the piano. We had a piano, even though he didn't play the piano. He gave me one of the most valuable gifts by teaching me how to play triads, which is just basically three-note chords, and helping me to accompany myself, because really my first love was singing. And he was both my probably best fan and severest critic. He said, I don't want you being an amateur. You have to know, if you're going to be a singer, you have to know what keys you sing in, and you have to know the terms like taking it out, which is ending the song, or go to the bridge, or go to the release. And he was really strict with me about that, and I'm grateful for it now.
Now, Daryl, an earlier CD of yours was just all songs associated with Mildred Bailey, the singer who recorded in the 30s, 40s, and 50s as well.
Well, not really. She died around 1951. Essentially, she died at age 44 or 45, about the same age that Billie Holiday died. But her main period was in the 30s and the 40s.
Tell me what has made her an important figure to you musically.
Well, first of all, she was a very significant singer in the world of jazz, even though her name is not as well known as Billie's or Ella's or Sarah's. She was a great influence on them, and she was the first band singer. The band in question was the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, and it was with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra that she met her husband, the first man to play jazz on a xylophone, Red Norvo. And together they had a great career performing and recording. And there's something about her. I heard Rosemary Clooney in an interview once mention that she took elegant liberty with the songs, with her phrasing. She was a little ahead of her time. She wasn't a scat singer, but she knew how to phrase and how to make the stuff really swing. And I think even more significant, my relationship to her is she didn't have that stereotypical, traditional jazz sound, the sound that people associate, the sort of husky, bluesy sound. She had a girlish sound. More, even though she was not a soprano, but the timbre made it sound that way. And, of course, I can relate to that.
She had a great repertoire of songs, as you mentioned, and a combination of, like, ballads and swing tunes and novelty tunes. Maybe you could do an excerpt of a couple of her songs, of the songs she sang.
Well, the song that she was most associated with was Hoagy Carmichael's Rockin' Chair. She was called the Rockin' Chair Lady, so I'll give you a little of that. Old rockin' chairs got me, cane by my side. Fetch me that gin, son, for I tan your hide. Can't get from this cabin, ain't going nowhere. Just sitting here grabbing at the flies round my rocking chair. She introduced songs that sometimes became hits for other people.
There's another song I'm hoping that you could do a few bars of that Mildred Bailey helped to make famous. And the song is Lover Come Back to Me.
Oh, yes, Lover Come Back to Me is really a favorite of mine, too. And it was Mildred's signature song. She used to end most of her sets with it. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue. Night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. So while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, oh lover, come back to me.
My guest is singer and pianist Daryl Sherman. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our 1998 interview and concert with jazz singer Daryl Sherman. Earlier we were talking about songs, and you mentioned a song, Isn't It a Pity, that you really love, and you were saying that you hear it differently now than you did when you started singing it. And since you were talking about the important thing being the meaning of the lyric to you, I thought you could tell us a little bit about how the meaning of that song has changed for you, and then maybe you could sing it for us.
Well, first of all, just as I say, growing into songs and finding even a different way with them musically. Sometimes if you change the key, that can change the whole flavor of it. But your perspective at 22 is not the same as it is when you're 42. And in this case, in this song, I think of this as a more of a middle-age love song. Anyway, and it's also, just in its own right, by George and Ira Gershwin, just a splendid song.
Would you play it for us?
I'd be delighted. Why did I wander here and there and yonder, wasting precious time for no reason or rhyme? Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a crime? My journey's ended. Everything is splendid. Meeting you today has given me a wonderful idea. Here I stay. It's a funny thing. I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Here we are at last. It's like a dream. The two of us, a perfect team. And it's such a pity we never met before. Imagine all the lonely years we've wasted. You with the neighbors, I at silly labors. What joys untasted. You reading Heine, I somewhere in China. Happiest of girls, I'm sure to be. If only you would say to me, it's an awful pity we never, never met before. Both agree
I'm for you, and you're for me, and it's such a pity we never, never met before. Daryl
Sherman recorded in 1998. She performs regularly at the Waldorf in New York. She has a new CD with pianist Dave McKenna called Jubilee. They'll perform together at the Algonquin Hotel in New York for a couple of weeks in August. Coming up, a 1985 interview with Artie Shaw, who just turned 90. This is Fresh Air.